Waves now.
Capital 263.
What's up? What's up? And how are you doing? Welcome to Nayonay and the other guys. Today, I have got a female cast. And this is very rare because the people I have on the show are people that you never usually get to see. And I love them very much because they are very rare. So you guys are going to have to like really thank them for being on the show. Today, we have got... let me start with... happy Mother's Day to Nomalisom Sasiwa. Like, shout out to you, mommy dearest.
Thank you. I joined the Mama Bear team.
Mama Bear. Yes, and I know this is so typical. Every time we have you on the show, I will always ask this. How has motherhood changed you as of today, the 9th of May, 2021, as opposed to when you're not a mom?
So actually, the last time we had a podcast, I just became a mom of one, funnily enough.
Okay.
when I actually was on. But like it's humbling, guys. Like our mothers, yeah, those people are superstars. That's all I can say. It's quite humbling. Yeah. I'm more of the no guruva. Anyway, at the time.
So you know how it is when you see lots of people online, specifically daughters, actually, specifically girls, they're like, they usually, a lot of girls have felt the toxicity of their parents and their moms. Now when you look at, because you also just recently gave birth to another daughter and you've got another daughter and you've got daughters who are red, right? Yeah. Like now from a mother to daughter point of view, do you look at the mothers who are called toxic differently now?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I wasn't raised by a toxic mom. Mm. Like I could never put my mom in the bracket of being toxic. Mm. So when I do look at toxic moms, at some point I look at their children and be like, oh, hello. When Alicia just came on screen, guys, and she's looking fire.
JPEG, the JPEG, the JPEGs mom. Are nice. Yeah.
I'm looking mom in a gown.
I'm loving it all.
But again, what I was saying was that when I think of the moms that are said to be toxic, right, their toxicity is a bit justified. But then it's not coming from the fact that they have children. Mm. They married men that were not supposed to be their husbands. You know, and then they spend a lifetime trying to change those niggas, and that shit will frustrate you. So
it always comes back to guys, doesn't it? Women will always find a way to blame everything on men, aren't it?
Hi, guys, men are the problem of society. No, I'm still confused about this.
Oh, no, man.
Men are problems to themselves, boss. What are you saying?
today I'm alone. I feel like even if I tried to argue, this point wouldn't work. It wouldn't even work. And so that's
why we'll be gentle.
I don't believe you. And someone who was not gentle at all today on social media today, Mona Lisa Chishadro, came through with a blue dress. She was emceeing this event. Do you know, one of the homies was like, yo, Oneke, you see our friend? I'm like, I see our friend. Mona Lisa, tell me about you. What were you doing? Where were you? The nails are yellow. Tell me the inspiration behind all that. Like, what's going on? How has been your day, Mona Lisa?
I am so tired. You have no idea. So I was doing, I was emceeing a luncheon for moms that was being done by this hosting company. So I pretty much spent my day entertaining moms. And it was a up and down type thing because it was a very diverse group of moms. We had Mai Charamba, Poma Tavira group, and we had a Toki Vibes, Ja Praise group. So I had to be a whole chameleon. Yeah. So I had to be a chameleon and get those people vibing together. Mm. So it was very interesting. Yellow is because, you know, I feel like yellow conveys my personality. I'm fun, I'm happy, I'm loud. So that's why the yellow nails. So yeah.
Okay. But yeah. I just saw the dress. Halo.
Hey.
Halo.
Hey. 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 Yeah. Hey.
You are looking very delicious.
I guess.
You know. Hey. The mother said, are you married? So I was like, nails, like. I got a
I'm thinking of you for my son.
Like, it's okay. Do the things for your son.
Do the things. You know, just before we get into the show today, I don't know, like, and I've been thinking, I don't know why I didn't put this on. Or maybe we could go in hashtags and .coms, actually. And I'll leave it with hashtags and .coms. So today we're getting to the show.
We've got you did not write this on any notes.
No,
can
I didn't.
You please just tell us that we remind you.
Okay.
Because you will forget.
So, you know, it's this small thing. It happened a couple of weeks ago when Steve Harvey, in a post from Wodala, was like, I cannot be friends with women, right? And the reason why I can't be friends with women, right? So my confusion came from the fact that, you know, I've been on the Instagram Explore page a lot, and there are many times when you see girls saying, these are the reasons why my man should have female friends. And they point to nothing, because the women are basically saying, a man should not have any female friends. I did not see those women coming to defend him, because you've got a lot of people who are like, yeah, Steve Harvey is messed up for saying that he can't be friends with women, because if he is going to be friends with women, he might, you know, the only reason why he's a friend with the woman is because he failed to become her boyfriend or something like that. So they're like, you're sexualizing women, don't. But I know a lot of women who would much prefer their men not to have female friends, but they didn't come to his defense. And I felt that was kind of cold for them not to do so. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Hashtag and don't call.
Cool.
Let's
get to about a week ago. Let's get to about a week ago.
Hold on.
You know what? Ask it so that the listeners can hear. What did you want to ask pre-production, Nomalisa? What did you want to ask?
Do we still have that about a week ago?
We do, actually. Now,
Bunyari, after 3 years, can y'all just change?
He's out. Bobby Spurler is out. So.
Find me another about a week ago and it'll work. All right, cool. Because Nomalisa is here, we'll obviously get a little political. I'm sorry, Nomalisa, I gotta do this to you. A Constitution Amendment Bill 2 has been passed and is now in part of our Constitution. The Constitution has been amended. When I read it as a regular guy, it felt like, okay, so it's got something to do with the running mates, and the president doesn't have to have a running mate. So how am I affected if, you know, why should I care about that amendment as a young person?
Mona Lisa, do you care about amendment number 2?
I care about it, but I'm like, but why should I?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
As a regular citizen,
please do.
All I saw is a couple of tweets from Daddy Hope and other political tweeters. I had no idea what was going on. All I know is people were like, "Oh my God, they're amending," and I'm like, "Okay."
Yes.
I don't know what they were amending, how they were amending it. All I knew is that, like, after I saw those tweets, I think 3 days later, it was like, it has passed through the Senate. It's been amended. I'm like, okay.
You see? And
waiting for the president to sign.
And he's probably going to sign it.
Obviously. Anyway, so should you care as a young person? I don't know, right? Mm. Because I did some introspection that had I been either in the lower house or in the upper house, would I vote for the amendment to be passed, right? Mm. And on these three levels, I said I would, right? Number one, succession issues make up African politics. So okay. I generally wouldn't care, right? Number two, would I vote myself out of a job? Because the women's quota and the youth quota were all in there. And they were saying that everyone should get into parliament by merit. And I'm all for that, by the way. But if I were in parliament at that time or in Senate, and they said we are taking out proportional representation, which means all of those people in Senate would be screwed, especially the women. And if I was one of them, I would vote for the bill to pass for me to keep my proportional representation. Number three, there was the presidential running mates, there was that Senate bill, then there were four other issues.
What is the patriotism thing?
That's a whole
I know that's a different one. A different bill.
Normally, so before you even go, the thing is, I think most of the listeners don't even know. You're justifying why the change makes it. Our listeners probably don't even know what the change is. You know what I mean?
Like, I'll get to that. Okay. So just allow me to just say that. But then, like, on those, okay, let me say two reasons and not say three because I've forgotten the other one that I would have voted yes, pass the bill on, right? Mm. And then, like, the other day I was asking, couldn't they, like, split these amendments into, like, separate whatever they're
so that we don't have. Mm.
And then you vote for the proper thing, right? Mm. Because the amendment number two bill just takes us back to where Robert Mugabe was and not the new constitution, right?
Mm.
Where the president gets to choose his own vice president and then he can fire them if he wants to, you know? Mm. And I think which is a reasonable thing. And creating two centers of power can be a problem, especially in African politics. Americans with the oldest democracy don't even know how to handle this running mate, two centers of power stuff. Right. So that, and then the whole proportional representation. Apparently we're not a very mature democracy for us to then say we hope that women and the youth will stand up and be voted for in meritocracy. So let's just keep the quota system going on in parliament and in Senate, which I think is pretty fair because there are those old goldies who don't want to leave the job of politics, and yeah, they'll give you your quota so that they can have their share, right? And people want cars and stuff like that, but should you really care? I'm gonna be one of those woke people that say it really doesn't matter, you know, like they were going to change the constitution with or without you because of the 2/3 majority. I heard Alex Magaisa saying that sorry, I know you're guessing. Let me finish. I had Alex Magaisa talking about the fact that it needed a referendum. I can tell you that would have probably rallied ourselves around and then ended up going to vote yes either way. Just like how most of us voted yes for a constitution that we actually don't understand. So if you didn't get the constitution, it really doesn't matter. The only thing that will matter is if they change anything to do with your freedoms of speech, of whatever. But otherwise, it affects politicians who are thinking about their stomachs, really. I don't know. But it's not a biggie for me.
Now, isn't our alarmist concern supposed to be on the fact that they've got a 2/3 and that if they can do it here, they can do it ahead for any other bills? Maybe that should be the way the concern is. Like, so for when I think about the running mate one, I think the people who are affected at this current stage of the game are the people who are in the ruling party, because that means that they can't vote for a vice president, right? What they can vote for is the president chooses. So that's like internal politics for a party that you might or might not support. So it really depends on which party you support for that running mate things. And right now, as things look, most of the people who are complaining about it are not even in the party that is making those amendments.
Right? So funny enough, when it was being discussed during the COPAC time, the people who had a 2/3 majority in the upper and lower house was the MDC, right? So when they were doing that, they thought that they were always going to maintain their sheer majority in parliament and in the upper house, but then they didn't. So ditto on them.
Okay. No, I think that was a very concise answer. I legit did not really understand why I should be crazy or mad, and I was like, I'll get a good reason from Nomali.
Well, on principle, we shouldn't be just willy-nilly changing apathetic our constitution.
Yes, it should remain solid.
Right. And
for me, that's the concern.
It should remain solid.
Yeah.
That's my concern. Like, why are we just, because we have power, therefore we care. Okay, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Then the constitution means nothing. I almost swore. Sorry, guys. Mm. It means nothing. You know what I mean? Yeah. If it's supposed to be a document of importance, then we must treat it as important as almost the Bible or the Bible in itself, because the constitution does include atheists and everyone else in the process, right? So we shouldn't willy-nilly change the constitution. That's the only reason why I'll be concerned by amendment number two. Even amendment number one, actually, and apparently it was illegal, then it was legalized. Do you know what? Yeah.
Okay.
I think we just want we want a functional country before we are concerned about constitution.
That makes sense.
General.
Now, speaking of functional countries, Mona Lisa has complained about traffic, traffic jams happening in Harare. She has also complained about a lot of things when she's traveling. And if it's not portholes, it's robots that are not working. If it's not robots that are not working, it's streets that are not working. It's lights that are not working. And for the longest time, when, especially when I talk with Mona Lisa, we always have this positive attitude. And I just got to a point of thinking, is there really any hope? Because I was talking to someone who is a non-woke, justice-seeking person. And I was complaining about roads. And they said, just get yourself a bigger truck. Stop caring about everyone else. Get yourself a big truck so you can move on those roads. The roads are never going to get fixed. And for me, the roads is just an example of so many things that are not going to get fixed inside the inner cities. We were talking about Masocha and Ndlovu. It's trash. 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 Masocha and Ndlovu, the road in Harare is trash. Do not go there. Do not travel there. And when it rains, life sucks. Now, my question is, do we still have any business having hope in this country? Let's be honest, because I've honestly run out a bit, because I'm like, I don't know. There was a time when you're like, give us 10 years, we'll be fine. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'm 50 and I might not be alive for that. Mona Lisa, do you feel like it?
It's exhausting. It's exhausting because here's the thing. I think we have gotten used. So I was reading some thread. I think it was my guys who put out the thread that there are two generations in this country. There's the generation that experienced good roads, working systems. And then there's the generation, mine, that has never, ever had a working system. So I'm at a point where I pride myself in having a PhD in porthole driving.
Porthole dodging.
I could probably join the Fast and Furious cast at this point. I know how to swerve. I know how to dangle and how to swerve and how to just make sure that wheel and that wheel are just in the right alignment in order for me to pass through. I know how much it sucks to just hear that in your car and no shucks. That's either
suspension angle,
the SAM, or the tire. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever felt that when you go and look on top of like when the young scrape like
and you like and your whole body clenches because
you tighten your butt. Your butt goes
because it's not just a simple scratch on your car. It automatically means your budget has gone out of whack.
There we go.
Because that is going to get is going to need attention.
How often do you actually have a solid budget, guys? Sorry, I think I'm not adulting the correct way.
A budget for who? For the why? Who cares? Listen, parents don't care about your budget. So
I'm sorry, guys. Like every month, I think my husband now just laughs at me because I just do it for the sake of just doing. I literally write a budget. I write a shopping list. I write a goals to do in the month. If it includes money, saving planning,
let it go.
Never goes according to
let it go. Ah, man.
This entire country is mentally exhaustive. And I think we've gone into a place where we're used to it. We're in a toxic relationship and we are used to it. We wake up.
The frog in the pot. Continuously increase the temperature and we adjust. Yes.
Are we adjusting though? Are we adjusting though? Like, I feel like we're the frogs in the pot. We know it's getting hot, but we just can't swim out. Like, I don't feel like we're adjusting.
Let me tell you
how we are adjusting. See, the ones with money adjust by buying bigger trucks. The ones with no money adjust by buying small parts for their cars when things go bad.
And
the ones with lesser money go into the Zupco. The ones without, I've gone to the bicycles. So you see, so people keep adjusting. And because some, we were laughing about it with my mom the other day, like, you know what? When it's cold and when it's raining, you adjust the time you come out of the office because you know it's going to be an entire congestion if you come out at 5. So you've got to adjust. Let me get out of the office at 7 so that you're at least home by 8. But it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't.
But guys, traffic is normal even in working country.
No.
I spent 1:30 last week, Friday, in a freaking congestion. That usually takes me 15 minutes.
No, the traffic is mad messed up. And there's nothing, like, someone's saying that in Harare, it's because of the building that's going on in the middle of the city, like the monument.
Akuna. In Asana, but when a congestion in town. Remember when a congestion when you just got out of town and you're almost home.
Almost home.
Like you're literally 10 minutes from home. And it's always a small section.
Mm.
And the moment you clear a certain section, it's free the rest of the way. It's like, who started this freaking gridlock?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think maybe one of the things...
It's
annoying. And I think whenever it rains, it gets even worse. Month end, it gets worse. And...
It gets worse. It gets worse. It's like Zim drivers are weather that conditioned. The moment it gets dark, it gets worse. If the sun starts rising late, it gets
like, worse. No, it's really bad. I feel you on that. I think Nomalisa just got locked out, and we'll wait for it to jump back in.
But I think as Zimbos, I think this is why we have such a culture shock when we go to other countries.
Yeah, that working have systems. That work. Oh my gosh! Yeah. Like
you got freeways. You mean you can travel one way, and you ain't got no. What?
Yeah, I feel you. What you mean
I don't have to put water in a bucket so
at the end of it all, yeah, that water in a bucket thing sucks, guys. Let's talk about water in a bucket for a second, guys.
Use the bathtub because the bathtub is full of water.
No water.
So you gotta
because if you use that water, who's gonna flush? Fam, I remember this one time.
Exactly.
Dude, and you can't have friends over for a young party situation because you can't be slaying in that blue dress, huh? You can't be slaying in that blue dress and you've done doo-doo, you've done your number two. And now you have to go to the bathroom to yeka a man from the bathtub in that blue dress into the hikers. And imagine if it all doesn't go in the first round and you have to go and get another one.
Now you're wasting a bucket.
Now you're wasting everyone's side eyeing you like, oh, you're the chick in the blue dress who got two doodies. Like two doodie rounds. How big was your dump, girl?
It becomes just awkward, bruh. Like,
yeah, it's
what do you mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
can
yeah.
you just have water? You know? Can you just have water?
Just water.
Just flash and go. Just take a shower.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. I wanted to ask you guys this last question about a week ago. And the question was, if you're a young person in Zimbabwe, again, when it comes to complaining, I had a conversation with a colleague and someone else and like, bruh, the problem in Zimbabwe is that too many of you are in the service industry. Y'all need to go to farm. You need to start farming. And you know, you've got Terry, I think my kid, I don't know his full, Terry P., our young champion farmer and he's been doing pretty great photo wise and I think he's doing okay, right? And there was a young halabaloo and everyone's like, oh, you should go get a farm, you should farm. Now the truth is, like, we're all trying to make it out and I'm wondering, is it true, is it a reality that, you know, to be honest, be like Nomaliso and Kuda, start farming, be like Terry P, start farming. Do you feel like truly we are just trying to be all town citizens and stuff and maybe we really should be thinking about going back to the earth?
Listen, I feel like farming is a passion. Okay. you've got, like, Nomaliso was worried it rained for her tomatoes.
Mm.
when it rained, all I thought was, "Eh, I should have snuggled in for 8 a.m.
You're not thinking about no tomatoes.
I'm not thinking about no tomatoes. I'm not thinking about the onions in my father's garden. I feel like farming is a passion and you've got to want to do it. What I feel we do need to do is to stop focusing on Harare.
Okay. Tell me more.
I feel like if we were able to decongest the Harare marketplace and grow kwekwe, gweru, siyabona bona, you know what I'm saying? Even using the people that are in farms, it would make sense. Because here's the thing. Farmers like Nomaliso need graphic designers. They need trucks. They need administration. Their workers need recreation. They need the bars. They need to look good. They need tennis. You know what I'm saying? So if we were to do a whole thing where we actively try and move away from Harare, because Harare is overrated. Let's not lie. Harare is overrated.
It's overrated, bro. This place is mad overrated. It's mad overrated.
I feel like the smaller cities actually have space for us young people to grow because we know things. If I was to go and open a bar at Karoi, I would probably make money. Why?
Yeah, smaller cities have no bar, my God.
Mama D. Anyhow, while she her network,
guys, I'll say small cities go and buy.
What about small cities? Can you get? Do you not normally? So you need to go back to the place where you had great network in your house, like wherever that was.
Small cities sometimes don't have the money.
Okay, you're back. Normally, so you were saying, can we have that take again?
Comrade, the network just dropped. Small cities generally don't have money.
No.
But if we go, are we not going to be able to start generating more money? Because let's not lie.
But then...
Let's not lie. If I was, Noma, if I was to come near your farm, yeah? And build a semi-level. Sorry, Sam Levi Village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
With actual shops people can rent, recreational space, and all of it. Stop laughing. And all of that stuff. And you sell that city as a city you can come and have a nice life. If we were to take Aspindall Park and put it in Karoi, smack dab, and there are good jobs near, would you not move? Because let's be honest, Harare is congested, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just my take. If I had the capital, guys, I would move.
I agree on Harare being congested. And go do what?
Normally, so actually, the question on top of Harare
General
being congested...
Dila. Monake and
we always have Thing and sons. Why don't we have Things and daughters? I've always wondered about that.
Monake and daughters.
Anyway, normally, so you are a farmer, right? Are you part of the everyone should go and be a farmer bandwagon? Because that's what seems to be the narrative that we are all being. Go get yourself an A1 farm. Go and be a farmer. The man is in the soil. Young farmers, blah blah blah. Like. Are we failing ourselves by not getting some land somewhere and starting a farm and starting afresh in the box? Or that narrative is tired and it's lazy. Talk to me.
Okay, that narrative is lazy, number one, right?
Why?
I'll tell you this, and this is not on a braggadocious level or anything. Anyone who has ever tried to...
Big word alert!
Anyone who's ever tried to open a fresh in a box or whatever, right? Has not lasted a month and a half, right? Because there's this impression that this institution has made that it looks easy, right? Then comes out somebody like a Terry Maps, you know what I mean? He's showing you the most basic life that, number one, I wouldn't leave.
I wouldn't leave Nigeria. Like, he's a god to me. Like, his level of simplicity is like beautiful, but not my thing.
Not your
right?
thing.
So yeah. I wouldn't do that. But then the way he shows it makes you want the simplicity, but the truth of the matter is that you don't really want that. You don't want it because it's like, it's not crazy. Right? So when someone says, be farmers, like, and farm what, number one? Because farming, guys, me, I don't want to lie to you guys. I have slept with tears like this in my eye. You lose big sheep. You best catch at least 10 to 15 L's. 10 to 15 L's before you need to get your win, right? Mm. And I'm just saying, you best catch your best 10 to 15. I think I'm still at L number 4. I haven't even gotten to, like, there, you know? So, like, when you tell people to go and farm, number one, how are you telling them to go and farm, huh? And there's this impression that Mbuda is like a quick money-making scheme. It's just to feed you and your family. And surely if you can buy for $3, don't bother doing the maize thing, yeah? Because it's going to cost you more to go get it gayoed and stuff. It doesn't really make sense, you know? So, like, no, don't buy before everyone should be a farmer. It's for people who are trying to invalidate your dreams and the decisions that you've made in life.
I'm glad I'm hearing this from a person who's a farmer, because I sometimes feel bad about not growing something. You know, like, I sometimes feel bad, like, should I really
grow food for you to eat or grow for the process of learning? But don't think that it's going to create wealth. Like, I was telling Linda Masarira the other day, I think we're back and forth on Twitter, when she was also preaching the whole, hey, young people are just lazy. I'm like, my guy, do you actually know farming? Because it's not like, it's not a small boy's job. And me, I still think I'm a small boy. It's like, it's headaches on headaches. And it just... like the whole thesis around it of people should grow their own food and stuff. Like, if you're not doing it for just the excitement and you're doing it for wealth creation, there's a shitload of things that you need to learn. You need to know how to actually run a business. I'm like enrolling in every entrepreneurial course that you've ever seen happening in Harare, because sometimes I don't get it right, you know? You have to have the business acumen for it. You have to have the agricultural acumen for it. Like, the learning, guys, is hectic. And if you think you're going to farm by Twitter and then suddenly posing with a mada or looking at a little flower in the garden, it's jokes. Don't see those pictures and think, yeah, she's doing it. Sometimes it's not as easy as people make it look. And all of those people are telling you to go farm actually don't farm nothing.
I feel good about following my career in... I don't know, in science, which
public
does not,
health.
In public health, which doesn't include farming, except when I'm trying to improve the access to reproductive health products to farmers and people in any rural society and community, aka testing condoms. So I feel pretty satisfied about that. And I know Mona Lisa Jishato will open a killer bar next to that farmer who's just got a good quality condom for them to, you know,
test it out in the field.
Mina, I'll open even a place that's for like 20 minutes higher.
Yeah.
We'll change sheets every 20 minutes and put in the washing machine. I mean, that's a shitload of money to make before 3 months of growing a baby model.
All right, this is where we end our about a week ago, and we're just going to jump into the next section, and I don't even know if it's going to be hashtag.com, so I want to go straight in the feeling station, but you'll know in the next second or so. All right, we're back. We're going straight to the feeling station because Nomaliso said something in the group. Now, before, I'd like to say a rest in peace to Ruteno Tapiwa. I don't know if some of you guys know. She's an actress, an artist, and she passed away. Should be Friday. I think she collapsed, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know if I'm saying too much, but she was a really talented... For those within the industry, I'm sure you've heard of it, and it's a tragic death. Check on your people. I do not know anything else besides the fact that she passed away. And she used to... Archie and her used to be housemates at some point as well. And she was a friend of Musa's as well. Lovely person. Bright, bubbly, full of energy. And it's just a sad shame that, you know, the artistic world is lost. In Zimbabwe has lost someone. So if you know anyone, just butter the Mawokos, you know, and condolences to her family, and sending all the prayers. Okay. Now now that we've gotten the solemn and sort of, you know, moods, Mona Lisa, why are you mad at people at the church institution? What's going on?
I'm laughing already.
So, you know, they have development programs for men and women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they come at you with energy, like they're trying to sharpen your psychological, spiritual health.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, okay. I don't know whether it was me being woke, but I felt like they kind of came at me like they knew me. Right? With attitude that said, something is wrong with you, we gotta fix it. And here's the problem. They didn't ask me. They just plain came and judged me by the fact that I had my eyeliner and my lashes on. And they were like, oh, your problem is vanity. And I'm like, what? Sorry, what? I'm sorry, what? You know? So, and then I just sat there taking the whole meeting in. And it felt like bullying under church skirts. Mm. So I talked to a few of my friends. Oh, we lost Mama.
No, she's back.
Okay. I talked to a few of my friends, male and female, and they were like, you know what? We also had similar experiences of people coming to you based on appearance and then trying to psychoanalyze you in a church environment. And it's actually just bullying and not iron sharpening iron. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I was kind of mad. I was kind of touched. I was actually quite mad that day. That's why I was
in a question, like, because we used to go to the same church. Would I have called out that bullshit?
You would have stood up, clapped the B, and then walked out. That's how fight was. Okay. I was looking at this child like,
so,
Noma, have you ever seen me mad? Noma has never seen me mad.
So
but that day, I looked at her like, keep talking.
Saka problem, some of these women's groups and some of these men's groups are not doing the right job. They're playing holier than thou. And if you dress well, they're saying you are a slay queen in a bad way and you're vain. They're not really helping at all. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying they have the right idea, but their execution is poor because it's judged on their own perceptions of the person they're talking to. They are not taking the time to actually learn a person, you know what I'm saying, and then psychoanalyzing it. It's rather just, oh, normally, so you know what, the way you're dressed, or I know this one has daddy issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, sis, you just walked in the door 5 minutes ago. You just walked. Like, how do you even know if I have a daddy or not? You don't know that.
Do you want?
So where?
I think I'm going to publicly say why I don't go to church anymore.
Okay. Shoot.
Tell us. And I'm going to defend it using the Bible. So watch out. So my husband doesn't believe in institutional religion or organized religion. You know what I mean? He's a spiritual person and stuff like that, prays by himself and whatever. But then, like, he's not a let me participate in church mode, right? Mm. And when we started being together and stuff like that, I tried to take him to church. Yo, men's just took a fat nap at church, and I was like, okay, I'm not doing that again. But that was not it, right? I then thought, do I want to go to church every week and everybody asking me where your husband at until to a point where I'm starting to pray for my husband to come to church? And I start to feel like I'm the one who's wrong because my person doesn't believe in institutional religion. And I was like, you know what? Equally yoked. I no longer do institutional religion because I was already by the door. And I'm like, out.
Your man came to church. And took a whole live video like he was at the Hip Hop Awards was.
You know, the funniest thing about this, I think we're all talking about the same church, is that I don't go to that church. However, I joined a men's group at that church. I have to say,
it's not that men's group is so toxic, guys.
Well, hold on.
Is it the one that makes men cry?
I'm not going to state what happens, because one of the rules is like, what happens in that men's group stays in that men's group. But I will say, it is one of the best.
No, we don't want to know y'all confessing how y'all cheat on your wives and shit.
I don't know what you think. If you think you are keeping the secret, we have told us.
Weak men.
But anyway, I will say, to me personally, for my own growth, that was one of the best decisions I have ever made in my life, to join that men's group. It literally helps me change the perspective I have on my life right now as a man, like how I view women, like all the things that woke Twitter usually complains about how men don't take care of their women, how men are not listening. All those things I was taught at that men's group, and it was drilled into me so much so that I am super great. Like, it made me more of a person who's in touch about my purpose as a man, outside just being the religious purpose of it all, but just generally trying to be a great guy, right? So I'm always surprised when everyone's like, normally Mona Lisa wants to shoot me. Hold on. So I will stand and defend that men's group, because what he created for me is a support system that I can always go to when I feel like I need help. Like, I'm like the men who I've prayed for in that group have helped me, to be honest, and I will never regret joining it. Was it tough? Hell yeah. Was it sometimes slightly humiliating, some of the things that would, from the perspective of a guy who was looking at life from a certain way? Yes. But you know what? I am super grateful I joined that group, and that group helped me a lot. And
Can I stop you?
Okay, go.
I just have to give you a Musa one. With such a great support system, why don't you have a girlfriend, Onai?
Hi! Yeah, that sounds like something. Sorry,
The Musa in me could not.
Guys, I keep saying, the day I get a girlfriend, guys, right? Like, you know what?
I think we chased her away.
Y'all didn't chase me.
She was like, no, I can't.
No, actually, I'm one of those guys where it's super cool to say, because most of my female friends are a good percentage of my female friends are the guys from the podcast. Only a few others who aren't, but otherwise, hi, my podcast friends. Because I can only say, hey, they were there before you. And all of these people are super, super cool. And it's hard to like battle against you guys when it comes to coolness. So it's one of those. But I will say, guys, I will get a girlfriend.
Thank you.
I will. Yes, y'all are cool.
But
I will get a girlfriend.
We are diversity.
Yes. Go.
Okay.
Yeah. Norma. No, but
wait. Yeah. Hold on. Wait. Mona Lisa. Hold on. Name. Mona Lisa. Before. Norma Lisa, you also know. You have seen my L's when it comes to women. There's a person I was thinking about today. Like, damn, this person who you know is always handing me L's. Not even when I'm looking for girlfriendship, Shem, or boyfriendship. Like, just...
No. Like, it's not handing you L's, by the way. Let me just give you your win, hey. the person also doesn't know how to handle just life in general. She's always catching L's also. Like, she catches an L when she gets a gift. She catches an L. She just doesn't know. Like,
let her know so we can catch L's together, Pela Shem. Yo.
I tried. She also just caught an L with me trying, helping her. And, like, she went on some weird date. And I'm like, so how about the homie? Then, like, I'm still actually recovering. Anyway, we are losing. Bro. We're losing. Again, we can always just.
This is the problem.
My point, sorry, before we go back, my point is these programs, again, in structured religion and institutional religion things, they are not holistically bad. They are people who are generically cunt. Yeah, like, and then somehow they find themselves in leadership and in positions of authority to be talking. Like, who put this cunt over here to be telling us that rubbish? My God. Like, personally, I've called out people at church like one time, nah, nigga. Oh, people are like, oh, don't have premarital sex. What? How do I? Like, sorry, excuse me. So before I came to church, I was already a non-virgin and I pretty typically know what good sex and bad sex is. If you want me to date someone all the way to marriage, they're like, don't have an idea what kind of sex they give. What do you want me to do? They think it's a gamble that I should take.
Hi, but that's your life, Shame. Like,
all of the people couldn't answer, but they were telling you all the toxic shit that they were spewing. So,
I have one simple question. Ona, you said you came, you went through it, you conquered, you have a badge. So, my next question is: so, are you saying you're now part of the same toxic system, and you are also in those groups making other men cry?
No, not at all. I think it's a great
question. I just want to know.
It's a great question.
If I should be...
No, hold on.
When I tell us why the men cry, just tell us.
They don't
cry from being bullied.
Hold on. I think that said group, if I'm going... I will always say, this group, the purpose of it is not to make men cry. If you've heard that men cry in this group, that is not the purpose.
Are you now making other men cry is the question.
Are you now the person who walks in and makes a
random man who came to get help feel either angry or wants to cry?
No. And I will say...
You get yourself punched one day with this support system.
I do not want to speak on this said program extensively because I am not part of the leadership of said program, although I will support the efforts of this program because the program that I'm speaking of, that you're speaking of, has done more good for me than a lot of structured programs within religiousness. This is for me. For me.
Have you answered the question?
Let me answer it, Pela.
Mona Lisa, this is a tough question. We can't all...
You should just say yes. I'm not part of an MDC supporter.
It's like asking an MDC supporter. So if you're supporting MDC, are you also supporting the toxicity of MDC? And then they fail to answer you.
Thank you very much,
Noma Lisa. It's a yes from me, Your Honor.
Noma Lisa.
Honor is actually part of the SAIS term.
No.
And if he was called to sharpen iron today, he is going to go and sharpen iron.
I refuse.
He's going to come through and ask a person, why are you the way you are? Because he's trying to help.
Hold on.
Because
aren't y'all the ones who want to see men crying anyway? Isn't that like a thing?
No.
Y'all want to see men cry? No.
That I'm trying to make is because it is you. The people who have gone through these systems are now becoming bullies in the disguise of being helpful.
I think it's almost like feminism, right? Like, let me use the example of feminism. We all have You have got
nigga say what?
Yeah, hold on. Let me speak to it. Have you not seen women who literally want to bully their opinion onto people just because they have got a certain specific feminist rhetoric that a lot of people are finding toxic? Have you not seen them? Have you not seen them?
I have.
You have seen them, right?
I have. So and I'll say it with my chest. And I'll go back to the question of, are you now part of the people?
I am not.
And you're refusing to say it with your chest.
I am not. I am not. I'm not part of...
But now that's an unfair question.
It's an no, but let me answer. I am not part of... I'm not part of a group of men whose intention is to make men cry. Right? Hell, I'm not even
part of... But you are involved in the process.
Hell, I'm not... No, I'm not even part of the church, actually. However, I am a proud member... Hold on. I am a proud member of a group of men who wants other men to live a life that is indicative of the way Christ would have wanted us to live. If mistakes are made, however, they should be called out. And many times I've seen those mistakes being called out in said groups. Just because you see one, two, three bad... No, in my own personal capacity, exactly. I've seen that. Just because you see two, three bad people who happen to be the loud minority who speak bad upon this, doesn't mean that the whole bunch is rotten. It's the same with feminists. No, hold on. It's the same with feminists. Just because we see the loud ones who make people feel weird about things that they like and whatnot, doesn't mean that the whole feminist movement inherently is bad. It's all about the execution, like what Nomali said. Some people are totally messed up. They let the power go to their heads. Even when you look at the Bible, how many biblical leaders who were anointed by God went left? So?
Are you done?
No, I'm just saying that.
Are you done ranting?
No, all I'm saying is that you can't paint all men's groups bad, because I have seen you guys are looking at the bad, and yes, there is going to be bad. Wherever you've got leadership, you're going to have mistakes.
Sorry, it wasn't about the men's group. It was generically organized.
It's the whole
religious
system.
Institutions.
Yes, religious institutions. Religious institutions are going to make...
Hey, we love you, Onai. We're not fighting men here.
This is why
we're not fighting men. And unfortunately, your program came into light, yeah. But then Mona Lisa's experience was not in a men's program. It was in a women's program. And like I said before, even my standpoint is that the person who is doing that is a cunt. And the cunt must not be putting leadership in places where you're trying to mold other people. So you're right, and I'm in agreement with you that this cunt belongs to a minority that is very loud and will bully other people's children. But if you go into organized religion, my best advice to anyone who is listening is that please do not go there to look for your bullies. Do not be bullied by anyone. They also have their problems. Call them out on their bullshit. Yeah.
So we are saying the next time she comes at me, I've got your blessing to slap a bit.
Me, girl, I always slap a bit. But
don't choose violence, people. No,
but sometimes violence.
With the word. Understand. You meant slap with the word.
Come on. You got to take out Bible and slap
that. That could work too.
No, but to be honest with you, I have also seen church groups which fall short in terms of the administration of people, their approach to people. I actually had a conversation online when someone said, if you are in church and you've got zeal for Christ, then... but you're also living like a life that is not as, that does not have integrity.
I saw something like that.
Yeah.
Did you retweet it?
No, I responded. And then I said, so are you telling me, because we are all work in progress for something, right? And I have a zeal for my ministry that I work in church, but just because I still have things I'm working on, should I leave these positions and leave ministry just because I am a sinner who's working on it, right? And then we were just having this conversation.
That is a bully.
I think that statement itself, without any context, needs to be looked at again. Because at the end of the day, if we're all zealous about ministry, and then we were told we can't be in ministry just because we're sinners, then the church will be empty, right? This is my opinion.
No,
our church wouldn't have anybody.
No,
because the pastor wouldn't be there.
No,
our collective change.
However, this also calls, and I think the reason we should always think about why would a person say that, and I think it's because some people legit are not even working on themselves.
That's the problem.
No.
That's why.
No, Melissa. I think the reason why someone would raise it, and for me, this is the problem, right? With the one-sided story. People complain, and although it might sound C-word fool, right? We should always try and look for the reason why they're
making it.
I'm not going to be bullied saying that. Nope, not. But, hey. Right. No, but I really think that even when it comes to left and right wing politics, even when it comes to MDC and ZANU-PF, try and understand why people are saying these things in the first place. Well, try and understand why that C word person is being a C word. Right? I know you understand.
Because they are.
I can give you a reason. Yeah, and also just their upbringing.
I went.
Yeah, for that.
Also, the fact that what people can nyembe for 15 minutes.
No, Mona Lisa.
Things have also been. Someone else did it to me, and this is why I am this healthy-looking woke woman or man or night. So I can now also be a. What did I do?
First of all, do I even come off? What did I do? I'm just catching a stray. Yo, do I even come off?
Take your sword and stab this girl.
Take your sword. Did you catch that reference, y'all?
Yeah, I caught it. I caught the reference.
This is to help some of our listeners if y'all didn't catch what program we're talking about.
No, I will still stand by that program, and I'm super grateful for that program for me, Nanje. And maybe one of the reasons why is because I'm not part of the church, I was just part of that program. So I didn't like steep into it wholly. So maybe
that actually is the reason why you are actually very grateful for it. Had you also become of the institution, you should see the
My homies, like some of them. I'm sure, again, even when you finish the program, you're not perfect. It's a learning, like we really do learn. And I think we need to give each other more grace in life, especially if you're within a spiritual institution.
But
we should honestly give each other more grace about learning and stuff. That's just me.
I think we should be more careful of the words we say to people, because you might think you're helping and you're psychoanalyzing a person and you are really just destroying a person, and you're thinking, oh, I'm helping because this program is supposed to help people. Iron sharpens iron. And yet, the words you've said...
That statement got you, eh? Iron sharpens iron.
This one does not want to be sharpened, this one. This one, she doesn't want to be sharpened at all.
I do. Listen, here's the thing. I do. But the problem then becomes when we sit down for coffee and 5-6 people are talking about how that program did not help, because people were coming at people in a bully-like manner, in a way that was offensive, in a way
I have a question. Why didn't you guys call out that bad behavior at that time?
Immediately.
Like, why didn't you call it out? Because Nina, I've experienced some type of bullying. Like, let me tell you on the live, the bullying that I got for the inability to fake speaking in tongues, guys, is like so real that at some point I literally was like, nah, come now, guys. Like, you know what? I don't even think that mentally I can do it. So just let me be, you know? And sometimes calling people out on their grind or their glide kind of helps, you know? Like, it makes them also take a step back and reflect on themselves.
I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like churching, being a good church, is a very complicated and not so easy thing. And many mistakes have been made by people in the church over the years. And the problem lies when someone isn't able to be teachable. This is the issue I have. I don't have an issue as much as, I don't really have an issue with the fact that mistakes are made. The issue I have is when people do not want to learn, do not want to remember that they are human first before they found Christ, and that they're dealing with other humans who might not be on the same level as other people are, which is why sometimes churches become very toxic for other people, right? And an inability to understand that we are all at different levels, and to know that even as a leader, you can become a C word, right? Because of your behavior, and you should change that behavior. I'm very, very encouraged by church people, especially the leaders who go and say, I don't even have it all figured out. And those who are able to get criticism and honestly change, and they do exist. We don't talk about them much, but they do. And what I do think is really cool, like what Mona Lisa is saying, I wouldn't want to come up with the violence, but I do think standing for yourself and standing for others is one thing that we've seen even Christ doing in the church against people who are pharisaical. And I think if we're going to be following his example, standing for others, listen, Christ defended a woman who was caught in adultery. Guys, what more do you want? Like, honestly, what more do you want as a better example?
Okay, you know preacher, on our point. Before you take us into a sermon.
Come on, you feel prayerful?
I have a question on just a hypothetical.
Mm.
If now someone came to you from the group, from the support system, and said, yo, my nigga, the words you said to me, Goreria, really touched me and I was offended.
Mm.
Would you take that as a teachable moment?
Yes, I should. Yes, I should. Oh my gosh. That's because if a person is coming to you telling you about something that you said that hurt them years ago, that means that it took them a while for them to get over either pride, ego, or the decision that they'll have to make to forgive you. And I have to honor them for coming up to me to point that stuff out. They love me for wanting to point that out. They're not going to keep that grudge. And I should listen. And that's when it's important.
I'm sorry. The grudge will be kept and finished by hands.
And you know this answer that I gave you, where I learned that from? Listening to someone who you might have offended. This is all grounding from that same group. So if they are not doing it, that means that there is something wrong that they are not listening to. This is just my opinion. But I think that the ethos behind such a group itself is not bad. But maybe the implementation is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. We can move on.
That's the end of the show. We're done.
That's the end.
I think we've got it. Normally, so just jumped out. It's been great fun talking to you, especially in the evening. It's always great. Keep slaying. I really like what you're doing. I last saw you saying you are going on Mo Live a while ago. Got busy. All right, cool.
Nah. People need to run me.
Hey. Pay my stacks.
We don't do no. I'm gonna be sending you my bill soon. I don't do no free stuff no more.
I understand.
Don't worry. No one can get all breakfast by Eferis up.
Do you know you Harare people are taking Eferis, but we've been had Eferis when skies. We've been had it, bro. I'm just saying, we had Aphelis before it turned all super glassy. We had it when it was not rustic, but like super woody and, you know, it was pain. No, Mona Lisa, it's been a great show.
Am I forgiven for failing to show up that at the zoo?
Hi, that really wasn't your fault, huh?
It really wasn't. Do you know that week? If I tell my broadband is finished, okay. that weekend and the following 3 days of work, I couldn't do nothing with my Zoom. I had international meetings and I couldn't attend. It just kept sending me that weird error. And someone then finally says, uninstall and then reinstall.
And that works.
And it works. And I'm like... It's been cool.
It's been cool.
My broadband is finished. Can you please send me data?
I will send you data. Anyway, Mona Lisa, where can people find you on social media?
At Mona K. Chishato on every platform.
Love that. And you will find Normaliso at Normaliso N. So it's Normaliso Msasiwa. I just looked it up on Twitter again to figure it out. Mona Lisa has been great. You know what? Just so you know, someone suggested that we should, instead of just dying in road in those traffic jams, we should link up after work. I really want to hold our homie to that. We should link up after work.
Yes.
Y'all ain't going anywhere. You guys can only get out of town like after like 7:30. So we might as well find a spot to link up instead of just dying in the traffic.
Record the podcast in a car park somewhere.
That would be dope. We should link up with the homie. Please send hugs to your mom and some of the things you post online, Mona Lisa, Shem. Yo. The stuff you talk about. No, you once talked about how your parents always giggle in the bathroom. And I was like, ha ha ha. That's sweet.
They do. And it's been years, mate. It's been years of them doing that. And it's just the cutest thing for me. So it's a goal of mine.
Or to always bath with your hubby one day.
Yeah, you know, it sounds cute. It's like a bonding session, you know?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bonding a lot in the bathroom if I go to bath with my wife. But then, hey, Brad, listen. You're talking to a boy who chose no premarital sex. So obviously, homie is excited about everything. Shame. Anyway. Hey, listen, I'm sorry. It's too much information. It's too much information. But yo, this is real though. Find me online on all social media platforms, now on iPod. And we'll see you guys next week. Take care. Bye.
Bye. And now.
Capital 263.